They assassinated, took down one of the heads of the cartels down there near in Jalisco in PV area, Puerto Vallarta area. And there's a lot of fallout. There's a lot of violence. There's fires. There's
airports
have been closed.
People are stranded.
There's an advisory to cover and hold in place, or what's it called?
Something like that.
Yeah, shit's going
shelter
down.
In place.
Shelter in place. Thank you very much.
Well, so it's a. It's a devil's bargain by the Mexican government.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
The cartels centered around Puerto Vallarta have compromised and Jalisco have compromised the police locally.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It is bad scene. I mean,
and it's just tourism was one of the key. It's key to their economy. Of course, it's key to almost anybody's economy, right? But
it's key to our economy.
It's key to our economy.
Anyway.
What I'm trying to say is, this kind of activity is going to, it's just going to have reverberations, just waves of affecting all sorts of people and people's livelihoods and people's lives.
Well, I'll chat with my hairdresser about that because
you almost said boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. No, his boyfriend lives in PV, so.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
I saw a bunch of photos from PV, and it was.
It's looking dramatic.
People are just on the roof decks, like holy crap, watching it all burn down.
Yeah, there's
they got roadblocks. They got just
going
anywhere.
Down. Oh my god,
it's that whole part's but Jalisco's a big.
Big state,
there's photos of the Guadalajara airport, and everybody's just like, oh, I guess we're fucking stuck here.
We're staying. Maybe we're going to go to Tulum for a week.
Fuck no, that airport.
Well, that's another part of the country,
No, I know, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, that might be okay.
Well, I'm just saying, they're probably not going to open up that airport for a little while. So, I mean, anybody's in Guadalajara airport right now, which is a massive amount of people, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, it's the two, or maybe the three, I'd say the three biggest airports, or maybe the busiest airports. Of course, Cancun, because of the, between Cabo and Cancun, those are the heavy tourism, right, airports. And then the other ones would be, of course, Mexico City. But then the other one is Guadalajara is one of the biggest. I would say number two after, Mexico City.
And
so
that place
it's
a shit show anyway, but to imagine it all on fire,
but that is because it's so, so busy.
But there's only one way into the airport and one way out. I don't know, not to get too into, you got to get off at the right exit, otherwise,
he's speaking from experience. We got stuck in that loop a couple times.
It depends on how oh, man. I feel for everybody that's stuck there.
Yeah, but just keep your eyes peeled, make smart decisions, and live your life, because I don't really see this shit getting better anytime soon, so,
Well, at least.
And by this shit, I don't mean the Mexico issue. I just mean global unrest and shit.
Yeah, well, at least.
The gravy days are over.
We have that wonderful photograph of Andrew Mountbatten realizing he's been arrested because of the Epstein files. That was a thing of beauty.
I saw that. That's a theme, we're in the back of a car with the lighting looking the worst it could possibly be, and there's several pictures, and sometimes they're really sad because there's pictures of royals, specifically Laura's royals, that are just they're ill or something, not because they're being arrested. That's just something the paparazzi does out there. Oh, you're in the back of a car, let me take a picture through the front making you look really, really bad. Although this one is justified.
That's what I get paid to do.
Yeah, I can go fuck himself. He's gonna have to.
Well, what's super fun about it is he's being held in a British
send him to the tower.
No, he's being held in a British prison. I mean, he got out on bond because, the royal family.
Because he's a royal.
Because royal family can post bond.
Yeah. There's something the king can do.
Hey,
it's post bail.
Can we put the, let's put the Tower of London up as collateral, because we're living in Buckingham Palace.
We'll get him in court,
But, my point is there. There's nothing to stop him from talking.
I hope not. I hope he sings like a canary.
Yeah, although I think he was a very, 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 very bad boy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's a naughty lad,
He's a naughty lad. Lex... Is it Lex or Les? Les Wexner. Les Wexner. He was already, talking too much. I hope he keeps talking. I hope...
I hope he keeps talking.
I mean,
at least he's not going to be murdered in his cell like Jeffrey Epstein.
No. But it's still so obnoxious that, like, he's very elderly now. Like, he's lived his life as a horrible monster, and he just gets to live his life. And then, like, die in his sleep peacefully, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still to be determined. But like, what are the odds it's not going to happen that way?
Well, if he can have a miserable old age, that would make me happy.
I don't know, man. Like, he's pretty much through that. It doesn't look that miserable.
But, I mean, that's what happens to people who don't have a lot of money, is they end up having miserable old ages.
Exactly. Living.
So it would be great if he had that, too.
Yeah, that would be great. It would be fantastic. We can only dream and hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, his brother basically cut him loose, and the law's got to do its work.
Yeah. Going back to Prince. Yeah. Going back to the man formerly known as Prince. As the joke goes these days. All right. Well, that's enough gloom. Make sure to temper your gloom with a little bit of living, and so that you can have a little bit of energy to fight.
Yeah, and go see some live music this week.
Yeah.
There is so much good happening.
Go hug an animal. Go hug a loved one. Yeah. And go see some music and some art.
Yeah, I mean, you can see Shannon Shaw three times this week.
And then don't forget to stick it to the man. Big protest, March 28th.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Stick it to the man.
Stick it to the man. All right, G-Booch.
Ooh. Around the opposite. anything you want to do. We'll be right back. under my skin. I don't find it irritating. You always play to win, but I won't need me debilitating. No, no, I think I'm on another world with you. With you. I'm on another planet with you. With you. Another girl, another planet.
see people, brand new people. There's something to see. Night clubbing, we're night clubbing. Oh, isn't it wild?
Thanks so much, everyone. You've hung out with Cheap Hooch here on February the 22nd, the year of our Lord, February 22nd, 2026.
It is also the year of the fire rooster.
I thought we were horse.
Fire horse.
Fire
That's
horse.
Right. Big old horse long this year.
We are a fire horse this year.
We're a horse fire. High fire horse.
Budweiser's making a lot of money.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, they have a fire horse.
Well, yeah, it's
but, you
a
know, fire horse. Horse.
Does it get much more fucking
I'm
fire horse?
I'm talking fire horse. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We just had a grand old time listening to some shit. Remember that very long list of shows that we rattled off.
Yeah, don't forget Noise
Go
Pop.
Good Lord.
Go visit
Noise
Go visit Benders.
Go visit Benders.
Yeah, Benders is going to have free shows all week. Do
That's
not forget.
Right. In the
Happy Hour.
Don't let
in
it
the
close.
Chapel? My God.